All right, Delightful Pastries will be kicking off Fat Tuesday with their amazing punschkis, a Polish tradition. They're also baking other sugary sweets to support Chicago police officers and their families. The bakery is located at 5927 West Lawrence Avenue. They're selling an array of cookies shaped like hearts and Chicago flags, all following a thin blue line theme. Half the proceeds from all the cookie sales will go to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, which aids families of officers who were killed or wounded in the line of duty. Dobra Bielinski is the owner and the chef of Delightful Pastries in Chicago, and she joins us tonight. Welcome in, Dobra.
Good evening. How are you?
I am great. First, let's talk about the bakery in general. You're celebrating 20 years this
That's
year,
correct.
Which is very cool.
Thank you.
And what I love about what you are committed to is you are putting the best ingredients into everything that you do.
You know what? That's a real commitment on my end, because I really believe I should have quality ingredients in my products. I don't think you should have a PhD in chemistry to read my labels. I believe in butter, flour, sugar, eggs.
Yeah.
I think if we have good ingredients that go into the product, we have a great product, and then we feel good afterwards. I think a lot of the times people take shortcuts because they want to have a fast monetary gain, but people don't support those kind of places. So I think it's very important that people that come to Delightful Pastries say, we have Nielsen Massey Vanilla, which is the best vanilla in all of the United States, made right here in Waukegan by this wonderful family for three generations now. So it's, and you know, we use all butter from Wisconsin. Thank you, Wisconsin. We love you. You know, my flour is from Ohio and from Minnesota, you know, just a lot of local ingredients, a lot of great ingredients. I just think, you know, butter should be the foundation of, and fresh eggs should be the foundation. For our honey cakes, we use real honey, you know, so it's just, it just, you want it to have deliciousness. You know, people said, your punschki made me weep. You know, thank you.
That's awesome. You know, what's funny you say that is there was a bakery that was around, and I won't say what it is, for 50, 60 years, and it got taken over by, for the first time, by another family. They changed all the recipes. They kind of cheapened the goodness of what they were doing, and they were gone in 6 months. So knowing that, you know, this is going to create a nice legacy for you and your family.
You know what? I'm hoping one of my daughters will take up the mantle after I'm ready to retire. I don't know when that will be. You know, me and my mom started this business, so we started that in 1998, and my mom just retired last year, and finally she gave me the recipe for punschki. So
is that the case? She was keeping that to herself.
She was keeping it. She's like, once I retire, you'll have it, but nothing until then. And you know, what people are like, what makes punschki punschki? Why what's so different about it?
Yeah.
So a real ponczek, that's one ponczek, many punschki. So I'm teaching you guys Polish.
Okay, I like that.
And so, you know, you put rum in the dough. We put orange oil in the dough. We put lemon oil in the dough. We use milk. We use butter. And you know, when you eat a ponczek, you know, like a Krispy Kreme donut, it flattens into a pancake.
Yeah.
Well, a ponczek, the dough springs back and
it holds itself. Yeah.
It holds itself.
Yeah, yeah.
And you really eat it for the dough mostly. You don't really eat it for the filling. Like American donuts have this much filling in, and it's just like you can't really taste the dough. And that's kind of sad, because the beauty of it is the dough, how delicious, how delicate, you know, it's fluffy, it's crunchy on the outside, deliciously moist and goodness in the inside. And I love coming up with wonderful tart fillings. Like we use plum butter. We use,
ooh, nice.
I make passion fruit jam.
Plum is a thing. That's a Polish thing.
Plum pierogies is
something I grew up with. Yeah.
Plum is a Polish thing. We love our tart fillings. Polish people do not like sweet pastries. You know, when Polish people come in, they're like, I want a dessert that's not sweet. You know, that's the first thing that comes out of their mouth. And we believe in having something rich, buttery, full of Belgian chocolate and walnuts and nuts and lots of booze.
Sure.
You know, Polish torts, you know, like there's one walnut poppy seed tort that I make that I literally, 1 liter of vodka goes into the entire thing.
Wow.
Because it's that boozy. But then it has to sit for 4 days before you can eat it. So a lot of that stuff evaporates, but that flavor is still there. So a lot of Polish pastries have tons and tons of alcohol. And actually all European pastries have tons and tons.
Sure.
Think of tiramisu, think of a fruitcake, think of a Kirschwasser tort, a Black Forest tort.
Absolutely.
They all have, you know, somebody said, oh, you're just, you know, contributing to the delinquency of minors. I'm like, first of all, you have to eat 100 of them in one sitting.
Say, that's pretty, when you're cooking this stuff, the potency is gone by that time. Now, you've got the traditional, but you've also got some really cool gourmet flavors as well. Let's talk about some of the traditional ones that you have.
So the traditional ones are plum butter, which we've mentioned before. Polish people are crazy about plums.
Which I'm not a guy that brings food and booze into the studio because listeners can't see, they can't taste what I'm doing in here, but I will describe this the best I can since you were so kind to bring me. But the plum butter is your big highlight.
That's my favorite. Then rose petal jelly. That's very, very traditional, very Polish. And we use real raspberry preserves. There's a local company here that makes the best raspberry preserves. There's just sugar, pectin, lemon juice, and raspberries in it. Nothing else.
That plum has a beautiful flavor.
I know.
It's right. A little tart, but I'm tasting sweet because of what you put into the dough surrounding it. So I'm getting a little bit of both, and it's coming in and out. That's really cool.
Thank you. We try really hard. And then some of our other, it's nice and tart.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, it's that's the whole point about plums. You kind of want to make the jam kind of to reflect the fruit. When you eat fresh plums, they're not sugary sweet. They have that little bit of sweet and tartness, and that's exactly how the jam is. The crazy flavors, as I call them, we have German chocolate. We have Jameson whiskey chocolate.
Okay, yeah. So you got these
drunken ones,
which I love. So Jameson's and chocolate custard. I can't wait to taste that when I'm a whiskey guy. Vodka and vanilla bean.
Yeah.
But you've got this moonshine and lemon, and that's what you've got here. Tell me about the moonshine.
So the story is, I have my packaging guy bought a house in Kentucky, and I said, "Listen, Simon, when you go over there, can you just bring me some moonshine?" And when he was getting his house built, he asked everybody for moonshine, and everybody would say to him, "There's no moonshine in Kentucky. The plumbers, the electricians, the window guys, the door guys, everybody." And finally, he built his house. He's sitting on his porch, and some guy pulls up right to his front step, and he says, "Are you the guy looking for moonshine?" He's like, "Yeah." He brings out this carton of these mason jars full of moonshine, and he's like, $100, drops it off, and like drives right off. Like it was like a transaction that happened literally in 3 minutes.
That's awesome.
He brings it back. He says, "Dobra, I found your moonshine." So I said, "What flavor would be really good for a punchki with moonshine?" And I thought lemon curd. We make this delicious lemon curd from scratch.
Oh yeah.
With lemon juice and butter and eggs and sugar.
It's got a nice bite to it. Like a little sharpness even.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because the dough is rich, you fry it, you know, it's got sweetness on it. So we have to balance. You know, when I teach my baking classes, I always tell my students, there's five things that need to be on any plate, whether it's sweet or savory. It needs to be sweet, salty, bitter, sour, and a little bit of umami. So we've got all those things going on in a punchek. Even though it's a dessert, the same culinary rules apply to that.
I will say that, and I said I kind of found you through Johnny Garrido, because I think he is a police officer, and he's in Jefferson Park, and he's posted pictures of the police cookies, which we'll talk about in a little bit. I have never tasted such amazingly, and I'm not kidding, folks, like just the flavor in these are still like, I had it a few minutes ago, it's still kind of like dancing around my mouth. It is so good.
Thank you. That's very that's wonderful to hear from another culinary genius, you know, expert.
just a Polish guy that likes punchkis, but
Polish people, we like our food, you know.
Yes we do. Rose petal, though, this is one, so I've gotten it before. I like the flavor, but like, where does that come from?
So the briar rose grows all over Poland. It's a very specific type of rose, and it has insane amount of flavor. And what they do is, the old Polish grandmothers would pick the leaves, and then they'd grind it down with sugar, and they'd fill the punchkis with that. But it's not your typical rose. You can't just go off a typical rose and just pull. Mm-mm. It's the briar rose that kind of grows, and it has that open flower. But when you go past it, it's like you douse yourself in perfume. So, you know, Polish cuisine, we don't throw a lot of out. We use everything. We have cherry trees. We have plum trees. We have apricot trees. We have raspberry bushes growing in the backyard. My mom has... I went to Indiana, got some raspberry bushes from my girlfriend's farm in Valparaiso, and I put them in my mom's yard, and now it's growing all over. We have rhubarb. I mean,
but that's what I'm saying. The ingredients are so critical, and you're very picky about them.
You know what? You have to be. Yeah. You have to be. All the flour we use at the bakery is unbleached, unbrominated flour. We do not use any dough improvers, dough conditioners, you know, mold inhibitors, nothing. It's just straight, ingredients without any additives, which is the whole reason why I actually founded my bakery. I wanted to work in a place that has clean ingredients, because I worked for a couple French pastry shops that are not longer around, and they wouldn't refrigerate eggs. They'd smoke while they put together, you know. And he's like, no problem.
But I have to imagine in the 60s and 70s when grandma was making, you know, punschkes in the kitchen somewhere, there was probably some smoking going on somewhere. You're probably right.
But the grandma would refrigerate the eggs.
Oh, yeah, she would.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know, would. It's just the few places I worked at, I've just thought, you know what? Let's not cut corners. Let's do things the right way. You know,
there
are things to do the right way. And
absolutely.
Trust me, I would have millions of dollars if I would just be cutting corners here and there. But I just want to look at myself in the mirror. I feed my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sister-in-law, my kids.
Yeah.
Everybody eats food from the bakery. So I want to have, this is like the way I feed my family is the way I treat everybody that comes to my bakery.
Love that.
Because I just feel like there needs to be some delicious goodness. People, you know, they're my friends. A lot of my customers, they come in, they bring me presents from all around the world. You know, we're family. So I want to make the best things for my family.
And we're talking to Dobra Bielinski from Delightful Pastries. It's on Lawrence Avenue in Chicago, 5927 West Lawrence. You know, you talked a little bit about the classes that you teach. You've got punschke classes. You've got a babka class coming up. So that's very cool. I have to imagine that goes very quickly, because I would like to learn some of those secrets myself.
You know, the punschke class, which is tomorrow, that's already like four people over the limit. So I'm not taking any more people.
You're tight on
but
that
But I'm going to be doing a strudel class come April.
Okay.
Then we're going to do some uber fancy French tarts come May. Then June and July, we take a break because it's so hot in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then back in September, we're going to do some pumpkin desserts. November, we do pies. And December, we have a cookie extravaganza.
Yeah. You do pierogi at some point too,
right? Yeah, we actually, a few weeks back in January, we did the pierogi class.
Love that.
And you know what? Eventbrite went crazy and didn't put a limit on how many people signed up. I had 26 people. I had to
That's a load. That's a load. Your kitchen, yeah.
All of them had to make their own dough for the pierogi, and then we're putting the pierogi together, and we're cooking them, and we're making onions and bacon bits.
Oh, God.
You know what? Because we do the cheese and potato pierogi at the bakery.
Nice.
And the best way to... Ruske pierogi, that's right. And the best way, we serve it with caramelized onions and sautéed bacon. It's so delicious. Then I do mushroom and sauerkraut. You know, I love to forage mushrooms, and I go up to Wisconsin near Nisida, near our property, and there's a lot of delicious mushrooms, and those with sauerkraut and the pierogi are so good.
Fabulous. That's
I love
awesome.
Mushrooms. You know, mushrooms rule.
Me too. Mushrooms
are the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we do the roasted pork. You know, Polish people, we love our pork.
Yes,
I roast pork with onions and garlic and herbs and spices, and then we grind the whole thing and we put them in our pierogi.
I'm going to have like 19 punschkes before I leave.
You're
going to
hear this greatest idea that my brother served. He did like American Polish pierogi. He did the meat pierogi, and then he like drizzled it with barbecue sauce, and then he pulled pork on top of, you know, the pork is inside the pierogi. He put pulled pork on top of it and more barbecue sauce, and then he did like little lardons of bacon that he sauteed that are crunchy, and he put them on top. And I must tell you, that's the best pierogi dish. As crazy as it sounds, the dumpling dough and the filling inside and the pulled pork with the barbecue sauce, it was delicious.
Oh, sounds amazing. Sounds amazing.
New idea to treat your wife.
I like
when you mess up.
That.
See, I've got a jail, get out of jail free card.
I like that. And you're raising money for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation.
Yes,
so
we do.
You can stop in and purchase some of the Blue Line cookies, Blue Heart cookies, 50% of the proceeds from the Blue Heart sale. And you've been doing this for a while.
Yes, this is the fifth year
Memorial.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's very important to me. I think that the men in blue and the women in blue, they're so very important to the safety of all of us and to just having, peaceful city.
Yeah.
Believe me, I just spent a vacation in a city where the cops stood by while the entire city burned. So I don't think the Chicago Police Department would ever let that happen here in Chicago.
No.
So I love all of them. They help me out. Anytime there's issues, I call them up. They come, they help. And it's such a tough job that they do. I think in this day and age, you know, it's one guy makes everybody else.
Yeah, you know, that's right. That's right.
You know, there's a lot of wonderful police officers, but we don't hear about them. It's always the guy who messes up.
Yeah.
But
the smallest percentage, and that happens in every line of work.
Absolutely. There's some bakeries out there, you know, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, the cops do such an amazing job.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, their families really need the support if anything happens to them. So I really, you know, I have also police officers that are friends and family members. So I just really feel that the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation does an amazing job of helping to support the family and the injured police officers. So I feel like we need to give back to the community. You know, it's like people are like, well, OK, you have a business. What do? You have to do. We all have to put in something because they work so hard to keep us safe.
Well, and any organization or business that's out there that gives back to our veterans or first responders, I'm all in. So that's fantastic. All celebrating your 20th anniversary in business. And you can get, again, Fat Tuesday coming up before Ash Wednesday. Punchkis are available, a wide array of flavors. You can check that out at delightfulpastries.com. And of course, there's classes and cookie sales to benefit the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. That happens through the end of February. And again, the bakery is Delightful Pastries, 5927 West Lawrence Avenue.
Absolutely.
In Chicago. Thanks for bringing the goodies.
Thank you. And it's on the corner of Lawrence and Austin. And there's plenty of street parking, so you don't have to worry about it. Because I know some parts of the city, there's no parking.
It's tough.
In Jefferson Park, we have plenty of parking for you.
Yes, there is. Thanks, Dobra.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We'll be right back.